Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I never drank around my kids when they were looking.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the Giants have acquired Rafael Devers.
Bam!
Trade with the Boston Red Sox, Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks gone. And the Giants get a bat. Where he'll play, we'll find out. But this is their best hitter in a while. There's no doubt about that.
I'm with you, partner, and I can't wait, man.
Assuming he comes here and doesn't pull a Willy Adames.
Now, why did you have to do that? Remember what your dad told you? Just because you can say something, son, doesn't mean you have to.
Somebody's got to fight back about, on this. Well, now he's going to hit 42 homers here. That's not the way baseball works.
No, but what you're missing, Steiny, is offensively, for the last few years, even when we won 107, when they won 107, they were bringing Carter a knife to a gunfight. Now they got a bazooka.
Okay.
Now I think they're better than the Padres. They already, understanding wise. And now I feel like this team, Steiny, if everything goes right, can win the World Series. If you got health and this pitching is what it is, they can win it all. Like, I believe that now.
I know you do.
I
know you do.
No, seriously, Steiny, that's what this represents. And Buster did it. If he can have the impact Devers that Jimmy Butler had, oh my gosh. Now, I know the teams are at different junctures because the Warriors it was going bad, quick, fast, and in a hurry. The Giants have something brewing, but you just got to think Steiny is – like me saying they could win the World Series right now, are you like, goo?
That's what you do. I'm sorry.
But as far as the crazy meter, I don't think you're looking at that like that's a 10.
I mean,
be a 2.5 now.
Okay, it's a 2.5. I just knew it was coming.
I'm excited, right.
I knew it was coming, which is fine. But here's the other thing. It's like,
man,
you said, and this is – well, if he can be the Butler trade, it'll be a great move. No, I don't know that the Butler trade is a great move yet.
Well, as far as in season changing where they were headed,
okay.
I don't think the Warriors were making the playoffs.
Okay.
And then there were days before the playoffs started, Steiny, where the world took notice and said the Warriors are a problem. We lived that.
Right.
Now, it ended up being different.
Exactly.
But his impact was Clint Eastwood.
Right. But I
sudden.
Don't think for a minute that over the next 2 years, it will absolutely positively be smooth sailing with Jimmy Butler. Who knows?
Oh, no.
Don't know that.
No doubt. But
and Devers has 8.5 more years.
Yeah.
What if he's not the hitter in San Francisco that he's been in Boston?
You deal with it when you cross that bridge.
Right.
But I guess just from a fan standpoint, Steiny, that's the exciting part of it. That's life. You don't know how things are going to work out. until you get into it. So I'm with you on looking at, and what we're doing right now is I'm glass half full, you're glass half empty. They're both valid.
I'm not glass half empty. I think it's a good move, obviously. They needed a bat, and they got rid of two more.
If he didn't hit, then you'd be like, oh, boy.
I just know there's no sure things.
Yeah.
There's no sure things.
Death in Texas.
And, you know, I mean, on a smaller scale, when the Giants signed Adames, there was excitement like this, and he's hitting 200 right now. So
he told me to relax.
Here's the other thing. I mean, here's a guy switching leagues. This may not happen right away. I mean, you know, we heard Harold Reynolds of the MLB Network talking about Adames saying, look, he is getting used to this ballpark, and it takes a little while. And maybe the same thing's going to happen with Devers. I don't know. Now, Devers has plenty of time to figure it out. And I've had Devers on my fantasy team for 3 years. He's great.
Yeah, I got him on mine this year.
He's great.
Yeah, won me a title.
We know for a fact that he's great in Boston. But we also know that there's something about this stadium that's a little bit different. And so it's not unrealistic to expect that maybe his production won't match what he did in Boston, but it'll still be a lot better than the person he's playing for or who he hits for here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So,
but Scotty, don't get me wrong. Every game is not at this park, but there's doubles, you know, there's triples, there are base hits. So it's not just the home run derby. So I know I keep mentioning that because when I think of Devers, I think of a guy, I won't call him a Tony Gwynn. God bless the great Tony Gwynn. But the bottom line is he's just not feast or famine. He can do it all, and the numbers back that up. So let's just say he comes here and doesn't get up to the greatest start, knocking it out the park here. Can you get on base, that OPS? Can you draw walks? And he leads the league in a year that, you know, he's not happy with the club with 55 of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, here's the way I usually look at it. How many games over right now are the Giants? Nine?
I should have
nine or 10?
They are currently, Steiny, 10 over, 41-31.
Okay, so they're 41 and 31.
Yep, 72.
All right, so if they go 500 from this point on, they'll be 86 and 76. So certainly you want this team to win more than 86 games at this point. You would expect that this, at least, this should be a 90-win team now, right?
No doubt. Okay. I love that number.
All right. Yep. So
there are standards now. I mean, they have been, but Steiny, again, it's a good pressure, but now all the Giants, they kind of did what they've done the last couple of years, kind of run out of gas. It's kind of cute. Oh, man. But nah, not now, Steiny. Posey went all in, and what's his phrase? I'm waiting for the T-shirts. Let's go. That's what it is. Now the players got to – they got to do their part.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, they acquire Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in baseball. Great player. There's no doubt about
it.
He'll be coming to Oracle Park. And the question then becomes, what kind of a hitter is he here? This is what he did yesterday.
He'll hit a high fly left field back toward the wall. Dominguez turning around. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead, his 15th home run.
All right, wow. So Devers homered yesterday against the Yankees in their win.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm hoping he's in the lineup tomorrow. Sometimes these things take a day or two, but we'll see.
He sounded like the ball coach. We'll see. Hey, Marcy, I got to tell you this, Donnie. There is no downside. This is how giddy I've been all morning, and I'm going to be for the rest of this season. But I do got to tell you, I wish I was a fly on the wall, because now you got me thinking just minutely, is he happy to be here? Like, that's got to mean something. And I know Buster said, oh, we'll talk to him. That's fine. But is there any scenario to where he's not happy that he's here hitting in this park half of the day? That, like, that's the one in grid. Like, we hadn't heard him. I can't wait, San Francisco. I can't wait. So, and you talked about switching leagues. Or he's just happy like Jimmy Butler to get out of there because it was bad blood. He felt like he got stabbed in the back. Nothing to see here.
I mean, I hope he wants to be here, because if he doesn't, then that might be an issue. I mean, if
No, that man.
I mean,
like, I don't want to be negative. I'm just thinking about that. Well, you can though.
If look, the one thing Posey opened himself up to was he made it clear he hasn't talked about what position Devers is going to play. Damn. If he's going to play in the field. He hasn't talked to Devers at all. This is Buster Posey seeing a guy that he thinks is a hell of a player, knowing that stuff's going on between him and the organization, and him just saying, you know what? This guy's too talented. Let's go get him. We'll get him in here, and then we'll figure it out. And we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Let's go to Nick. Nick in Berkeley. Nick. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Happy Father's Day, man, to you guys. Hey, so check it out. Is this the biggest trade since Carlos Beltran? Because Goo and Stunny, to your point, man, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. And it may take, you know, a couple of games for him to get acclimated or whatever. But, man, throw him in the lineup tomorrow at first or whatever, man. I don't care. I don't think he's a malcontent. I mean, I'm sure a change of scenery does people good. I want to see some splashdown hits, man. That's what I want to see. And I can't remember the last time that our general manager has had this much effect so early. It's the Posey effect. It's always Rosie with Buster Posey, baby.
And oh, I'm like, nice.
Oh. Because the Giants are about to put it down. Like I said earlier, man, keys to victory was not giving up a home run. A reliever came in, gave up a home run yesterday. It cost us the bubble game, and I was really pissed about that. But the trade, man, it didn't even really matter to me because the trade has me fired up, and the fans should be fired up. And I just want to see the electricity that's going to be jumping off at the stadium, man. We're raring to go, bro.
Wow,
raring to go. And hey. I've been this excited in the last 3-4 years because I banned the Giants for a year after the little strike they had to open up the season, and then I couldn't just support Farhan and whatever because he was like out there experimenting with our team. You can't be experimenting in major leagues, man. You got to pull the trigger on moves. And I don't care. This guy's put up numbers, and I don't care what the rest of the youngsters are projected to do. He's actually doing it. So it's neither here nor there. It remains to be seen. But I think it's the biggest move since Carlos Beltran. What do y'all think about that?
Well, hopefully it's a bigger move than that.
Yeah, go ahead, Stoney.
Because Beltran had played 44 games here. So
there you go.
You'd like to think Devers is going to be here for a while.
He is one of your guys now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
It's always Rosie with Buster Posey. Wow, Nick in Berkeley.
JP Morosi, MLB Network, was talking about this deal, and the first thing he was asked about was what was going on with Devers and the Boston Red Sox.
We knew that all was not harmonious in the Red Sox universe, going back to spring training about the position move for Rafael Devers. And we're going to get into this, I'm sure, in greater detail, because one of the issues on the Boston side of this is that Alex Bregman can opt out after this season. He can opt out. So you might now be in a universe where you have neither Devers nor Bregman in 2026, and you're basically now really relying on the likes of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and this young group of players.
All right, that's JP Morosi talking about it from a Boston standpoint.
Yeah, you better hope Bregman doesn't opt. My goodness. But it ain't about – we ain't there. We're here. Stoney, I would just love to see Devers go take first base, and now you have your corner infielders, Chapman, who can hit with power – And your boy Devers, man, it starts there. Just man, if somehow that can be his position, that's what I'm rooting for.
Let me bring in Evan Giddings, our producer, because he sent a text out to the group, and I'm going to ask him to explain it rather than just say it. You had an interesting text to the Vine that said the Giants just acquired Jimmy Butler.
Well, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
So it's my job to help you understand these deals. So I thought
you asked for it. Getting me. You asked for it.
It's not an apples to apples trade, but
there's a lot of
the Giants and the Warriors both were able to acquire superstar level talent within the last calendar year by basically plucking a player from a team whose relationship had eroded.
No doubt.
And Devers at this stage in his career is in a better place than Jimmy Butler is, but both the Giants and the Warriors were willing to eat a massive amount of money in order to get a player that could change the trajectory of their season. I would argue the Giants were in a better position than the Warriors were when they got Butler.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I would argue that Devers is probably a better guy than Butler, all things considered.
Yeah, you don't know that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's
but
pure
I know
speculations, Donnie.
Well, it's not. It's based on a track record of Jimmy Butler being at four places and having problems in four places, and Devers only having one problem in Boston. So, like, Butler at least has a track record. So,
but the fact that Devers and his relationship has become untenable with the Red Sox in a place that he was homegrown, rewarded with a big contract, won a World Series, that would also raise red flags to me. But that's obviously something that Buster Posey thinks he can put behind him, and in that case, it's a massive get.
And the other thing is, Devers is 28, and Jimmy Butler 35, so obviously Devers, you'd like to think, is going to contribute a lot more than Jimmy Butler's going to contribute to the Warriors over the course of time.
Yeah, I mean, am I wrong, guys, saying he's the face of the franchise now? Like, 8.5 years left for $255 million. Evan, when I hear San Francisco Giants right now, I think of Rafael Devers. And I don't think there's any problem with that. You could insert whatever name you want, but the bottom line, Steiny, is let's just think about Devers real quick, his psyche. So you win a World Series, you're an all-star, and the team goes out and gets a guy to play your position? Like, take the knife out my back. Like, this is one of those I could see him getting pissed off. Even if the Red Sox said our analytics and everything said we want to replace you, Stoney, I could see him being sour as all outdoors. And like Evan said, and I said it earlier, these two teams in the Bay, the Warriors and Giants, benefited because relationships went sour. Like, man, yeah, right place, right time, I guess.
Right, but you never judge a trade until it's all the, like, there's no doubt. This looks great,
yeah,
if you're the San Francisco Giants. And the Jimmy Butler trade that the Golden State Warriors made paid dividends in year one. I think we'll agree with that. But, you know, this is Buster Posey going all in, too, on a big three,
yeah,
of Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. These guys are all going to be here for a long period of time. And now let them play baseball and see how good they can be. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing?
Hey, Steiny, we're not actually saying he's Jimmy Butler. It's just a comparison about the excitement, man. Ease up, Steiny. We're not going tits. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. We're just saying, man. Excitement. Let it loose a little bit. Here's what I want to say. You know what? As sports fans, I love the fact that we are entertained by stars. Bring us some stars, man.
Yep.
That's all we're asking for. And if we don't win it all, that's fine, but we got stars. Let's stop being bean counters and accountants as fans. Well, the cap is over. Forget all that. Bring some stars in. This may be the second biggest free agency sign since 92. Barry Lamar. I'm just saying. After Barry Lamar, that we don't know. Steiny, I get it. We don't know. We have no idea. But the trajectory of what Devers can possibly do, it looks pretty rosy. And Giants fans ought to be ecstatic.
No doubt.
Now, I'm a Dodgers fan, so, you know, I'm just saying.
Even they took notice, Big Smoothie. We appreciate the call. But like Steiny, there's nothing off the table right now in regard to rosy, what this team can do. Like, if you tell me you got Giants on your list, anybody out there to win the World Series, I know we got a long way to go. But now I feel like they got some substance. And it was about pitching and defense. Now you done mixed in some, just like a great thing of jambalaya, you know, a dose or a pack of bats and runs, you would think.
This is also J.P. Morosi on the Giants' new middle of the order that should be around for a while.
Whereas on the San Francisco side, I feel like we're going back 10 years or more to where this was one of the principal franchises of baseball. They've got a great rotation, and now they've got the middle-of-the-order bat that they've lacked, at least since the days of Pablo Sandoval, and maybe even if you want to talk about Bonds, it's been a long time since they had a true slugger to anchor the middle part of the lineup. So this is a transforming today, and I think something that's going to really get the attention of the Dodgers, because they have not been able to keep their rotation healthy, Mark and Ephraim, and I think now that you got to like the Giants' chances of winning this division among all the contenders right now.
Wow. Yeah. I'd have to ask J.P. Morosi,
Bubba,
you want to bet?
Oh, man.
I mean, winning the division.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a damn good job of it, staying in it.
No doubt.
You know, up until this weekend without the likes of Devers. And I'm just going with Big Smoothie. Steiny, a million things could pop off. He could hit two home runs. But the bottom line is everybody was, you know, doing what they were doing yesterday on a special day for the fathers with their family. You know, I'm mad that there's no final game, but I'm getting ready to watch the Dodgers and Giants, and bam, out of nowhere, news breaks that the Giants got one of the, if not premier bats in the game, to put in their lineup, man. And they spent money, and their Buster is sending a message, we're going for it. So he's verbally telling everybody, lock in, Evan's words, lock in, get ready. And then he backs it up with this, and they still have the deadline to go Arsenio Hall if they wanted to get busier and do a little more. So it's incredible. And I got to mention Mark Willard. And the reason I bring up Willard, Steiny, is a couple weeks ago when Chapman got hurt, or we had the crossover, he was saying, you know, just talking about his fears of them not being able to withstand that injury, that Buster had to do something now. And I was driving home. I think even mentioned to you, like, yeah, it's a little too soon. The doors are not open yet to the venue, but they were. And you pulled this off 6 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah, and I mean,
two
weeks ago, Buster Posey was talking about the Beltran and Wheeler trade, and he said that that was a trade that he really liked, and that was a trade where he said that he really thought Brian Sabin at the time made a move that sent a message to the clubhouse, and here we are 2 weeks later, and now we find out that that was a foreshadowing of sorts for Buster Posey, and I wouldn't doubt that when he was saying that a couple weeks ago, he had already been talking to the Boston Red Sox. I'm sure it wasn't nearly as close as it was over this past weekend, but I get the sense now, after hearing Buster Posey say that a couple weeks ago, that whether it was Devers or somebody else, he'd probably been making a lot of calls, and he knew that over the course of the next 6 weeks, there would be things out there that may present itself, and if he liked it, he was going to go ahead and do it, and that's what he did well before the trade deadline.
Yeah, hey, well said, and this is up your alley. We'll kind of never really know, Stoney, but I think about the McCaffrey trade and the friendship that Kyle had and John had with ownership there or management there to get that deal done. And we get to the origins of how stuff jumped off. I do wonder, because to me, Stoney, what the Giants gave up is like minimum wage compared to what they got in return outside of what they're paying Devers, but he's worth every penny. My question to you is, and we'll never know, how many other teams do you think called Boston? I would love to know if, you know what I mean? Like, hey, what's the situation with Devers? Because I got to believe there were some out there that maybe could put something together better than what the Giants did.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there, but I am curious.
I mean, the other thing is, like, I get it. We don't know anything about Tibbs. We don't know any. You don't know how Harrison's going to be down the stretch. Yeah. But, I mean, just, you said this. Devers is worth every penny. He wasn't to the Red Sox. According to a lot of reports, they didn't like the fact that he was making $300 million, and they wanted him to be more of a leader, more of a mentor, and it looks like he'd kind of checked out in Boston for whatever reason. So that's where I think Evan was coming from with some of the comparisons or similarities to Jimmy Butler, and maybe like Butler, he'll get here, and all will be forgiven. And
the winning will ensue?
Yeah, for half a year, and then we'll see what happens, over the length of the contract. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, here's the other thing. If you're a Giant fan that was, kind of watching this year with some ambivalence, wanting them to get better, but not thinking they would or thinking that they might not be able to, well, now you're sitting with Rafael Devers. Anybody out there going to be buying tickets? This guy's probably the best hitter they've acquired in a long, long time. There's no doubt about it. Has he more galvanized your interest in the Giants? I absolutely think, I absolutely think over the last 2 weeks that the Giants have, on their own, built up a lot of interest in this team. And now Devers, you got to believe, is going to take it to the next level. And now the only thing left is for this team to start winning consistently and, I guess, make a run at winning the National League West. Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up in 50 minutes, we've got Rob Bradford, WEEI. He writes about the Red Sox. He talks about the Red Sox, and he's got a baseball podcast called Baseball Isn't Boring. So we're going to join him at noon today. So don't go anywhere. We're talking Rafael Devers on 95.7, The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, it's not surprising. Guru's got a new favorite player, Raphael Devers, and the Giants have a new face of the franchise. Raphael Devers. You said he's the face
of
the
franchise.
Yeah, I
got some pushback, but I'm like, who? It ain't Adamas, and I ain't mad at Willie. It ain't got nothing to do with a slow start, but you talk about 8.5 years left on a $255 million deal. He's your best all-around player. Well, I got to slow down there now because we don't even know where he's going to be in the field. But what about this? During the break, I found out, Steiny, how cruel sports and life can be. So yesterday, before Sunday Night Baseball and this trade, Harrison, Kyle, that is getting ready to start. Gets traded. Okay, where am I going? Boston. Then they option him to Triple A. So just think about it. I'm getting ready to play, start, and throw. Now I didn't went back to the East Coast and to the Triple A.
So you're saying he should be thankful that he didn't have to face the Dodgers and his ERA would have jumped up by 3 runs.
I was actually looking forward to it, but no, I didn't go there. But damn, shout out to Kyle. Man, I know that stinks.
Where is Devers going to play? This is J.P. Morosi. What about first base, where he didn't want to play in Boston?
We're going to see Raphael Devers play at the first base of the Giants, and probably sooner rather than later. I just, to your point, Chapman's on the IL right now, so he could play third, I suppose, in the near term. But it was the Devers' opposition to playing first base in Boston, at least as it was explained to me, was less about him not being able to handle it athletically or from a positional standpoint, and more about how he felt that he was communicated with respect to the Bregman signing, moving to DH, and then, of course, moving on to first base, they hoped, but he blocked that.
J.P. Morosi talking about Raphael Devers and what happened between him and the Boston Red Sox, J.P. Morosi, MLB Network.
Yeah, and Stein, tell me if I'm being overzealous or I'm doing too much, but just imagine you are Rafael Devers and you think you are the Boston Red Sox or you're a big part of what they do, you've won at the highest level, and then they bring in Bregman at your position. Wouldn't that, you know, I'm not giving anybody any passes. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, wouldn't that get your goose? Wouldn't you be upset? I know I would with management.
I mean, yes and no.
You haven't played in the field all year trying to stand on business.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, because that was your position. No, because Bregman's a much better fielder than you. Because you're bringing in a guy, again, who's taking your position. No, because you'd like to think Bregman would make the whole Red Sox team better. So I could see it both ways. Clearly he wasn't happy with what was going on in Boston. And yet, I mean, I think the good news is he was still having a pretty good year.
Yeah, man.
He's still having a real good year.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis. How you doing, man?
Hey. Good. Good morning, guys.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. I like the trade. I think Buster did a great job there, you know, especially pulling the trigger now because, as you know, when it gets to the trade deadline, you're probably going to end up paying more because you're going to have more competition going after these players. So I'm hoping that maybe he's not finished. I hope he goes out and gets a couple more players because I think, quite frankly, with their pitching, that they can contend. You know, they have good starting pitching. The bullpen's been great. So hopefully, I think Devers, whether he just DHs or plays third until Chapman gets back or first, wherever it's going to be, it's a big bat in the lineup that we've needed for a long time. Somebody that can, you know, get you 30 homers and 100 RBIs, you know, consistently. We've needed a guy like this, and we got him. And, it's funny how we can never leave the Warriors out of this. You know, we're comparing it to the Butler trade. One thing I like about it, this guy's only 28.
Yeah.
Instead of Jimmy's going to be 36 in September, and I think the Warriors, unless they make a move, they're in a world of trouble next year.
Ooh.
Anyway, good talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis, as always. Appreciate it. It works both ways. Butler's 35, and he's not going to play too much longer.
Gotcha.
And Devers has 8 more years, so he's got to play at a high level for 8 more years, or at least, you know, 6 of them or so. So that always, comes into the equation. But how's he going to hit in San Francisco? That's the other thing. I get it, it's not about fantasy baseball,
yeah,
but if you own Rafael Devers on your fantasy team, and you've had him on Boston, are you excited that now he's playing for the Giants? I'm not. I mean, he's probably not going to put up the numbers that he put up in Boston. But
you can still drive in runs.
Oh, yeah, you can do it all.
Slugging percentage.
You can do all those things, and I'm not saying the guy's got to be a power hitter. I'm just saying
he's got a great eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walks don't win you fantasy baseball, though.
Oh, well, you're talking about that. But as far as what the Giants are trying to do, Stoney, not only qualify for the offs, win a division and a World Series, I mean, man, and you still got the we still got the deadline to kind of look forward to, so you're going to get 6 weeks of this newness to kind of see how it plays out. Now, the one thing, the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control, and I shouldn't even call it a rat, Stoney. It's just you kind of wish Chapman was back so you could see it now, and we got to wait for that. So patience is virtue. But, damn, I just wish we could see, you know, all this thing together at once.
This is Jeff Passan of ESPN. He was asked about where he thinks Devers will play, where Chapman will end up, and how this is going to all shake out in San Francisco.
Matt Chapman is a Gold Glove caliber third baseman, and he is going to be the long-term option there after signing a six-year extension last year. Rafael Devers has two options at this point. Either he's going to move into the designated hitter role, which Wilmer Flores has played a majority of the time this year, or perhaps we see that transition to first base, though with Flores there and with Dominic Smith, the Giants have plenty of options.
All right, that was Jeff Passan of ESPN, and the reason he didn't know is because Buster Posey doesn't know where Devers is going to play. He didn't want to play first base for the Red Sox. Will he want to play first base some for the San Francisco Giants? Will he simply be a DH? Probably not going to play third as long as Chapman's here, and that's something that Buster Posey's got to figure out, but I don't get the sense he's overly concerned about it. He's more concerned with the talent level of the entire squad, which just got better.
Yeah, and it has all the ingredients. If Devers was going to pull, you know, I'm not happy here move, then everything, you know, was messed up. So I got to believe Buster and company made the calls and got some background information on Rafael before this season, because up until this point, Stein, he's been a model citizen in regard to a clubhouse guy. But man, oh man, I'm just looking at this team and I was like, do they got staying power? Can you afford to kind of, you know, just the torture that was Giant baseball offensively, the stretch of, you know, two or three runs forever. That's over, you think, because now you got a bopper, man, to just, like, a brand new car, fully loaded, Stoney, no miles. That's what Devers is. Devers is to this lineup, and I can't wait to see it.
This is Jeff. I'm sorry, this is Carl Ravage on ESPN calling out the trade. This is when it was announced.
And all of a sudden, this incredibly spicy rivalry just took another major step forward, as within the last 5 minutes, word has broken that the San Francisco Giants and the Boston Red Sox have made a massive deal, sending Rafael Devers, Boston's third baseman, who signed an 11-year, $331 million deal. He'll go to San Francisco. Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, who was supposed to start tonight, is also reportedly in the deal. This is an earth-shaking move by both of those organizations.
Hey, Carl, you didn't lie. Well, I don't know why he said Boston, but like you said, they're one game over 500. I just feel like what they got back, and I could be proven wrong, was not, you know, maybe it's addition by subtraction, obviously, but they didn't get a Devers back, you know?
I mean, no, because
they got off that money, but
they got a lot of young players, so they hopefully a couple of them will establish themselves in Boston. 888-957-9570. Giants fans, when you heard about this trade, what did it remind you of? This team hasn't made a move like this probably since what, 11 with the Beltran deal. Devers, God. I mean, who have they had over the last 20 years that you could say is in Devers' class of a player or somebody that has proven it over the long haul? I mean, what, Buster Posey?
And I think it stops there.
You know, obviously Bonds back in 2004. But outside of that, I'm not sure that the Giants have ever acquired a name like this. Who'd already been established, and obviously I'm not talking about a pitcher or a batter that came up through their farm system that we kind of heard about outside Posey, who became an MVP. But, you know, the Giants went out, and they've got themselves a big-time name,
man,
in Rafael Devers.
And just think about the exercise you just tried to do, Stoney, or you did, in regard to how far you went back, and there were just a couple of names after Bonds. Like, just think about that. And Beltran, 44 games, so it didn't work out. You now got what the Padres got a plethora of. You now got what the Dodgers got a plethora of. Like, it feels good, man, finally. Shout out Tony. It feels good. And whatever adjective I was using to describe the Giants, Donnie, and I said it last year, they were a bit boring offensively, but it was working. It was Frank Sinatra. They were doing it their way. But now you got to believe, you know, adding a caliber player like Devers, I mean, it's on and popping, man. And what I got to be careful, but what if you're a pitcher now, Stani, and you had to almost be perfect? If you're in the Giants rotation, you would think if this goes well offensively, now you got a little more, you know, room for margin of error. And that's probably to be expected moving forward, but now you can throw a little offense at some of your problems if one of your starters gets hurt or the rotation as a whole takes a step back in a long 162-game season. I just, like, I can't find the L in this at all, except I don't even want to call it an L. My concern is he happy? And that's it.
707 on the text line saying Chris Bryant. That was a pretty big name at the time.
Well, he was in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey said yesterday that he hadn't talked to Rafael Devers. He doesn't know what position he's going to play. He doesn't know exactly how Bob Melvin is going to use him, but is comfortable enough with the player that he feels good about. He's going to be in that lineup somewhere, some way, and that the lineup as a whole is going to benefit from it. And it all starts tomorrow. If, you know, assuming he's here in the Bay against the Cleveland Guardians, they play tomorrow night, which is Tuesday. And I got to believe they do all the physical stuff and everybody gets it done. He'll play tomorrow.
Hey, I'm being real with this one. And you and Evan can help me. Stani, answer this question. You've been around a lot of smart people. How does this conversation go? Do you dictate, hey, Stani, we want you to play first base? Hey, Stani, we want you to DH? Or do you listen to Rafael and let him tell you what he wants?
I'm sure you ask him. You say, what are your thoughts? We know you didn't want to play first base in Boston. Was that a Boston issue? Was that a first base issue? If you don't want, you know, probably. You got the guy for 8 years. You have to say to him, you know, if you don't want to play first base, we're not going to make you play first base. I wouldn't think that's the way you want to start a relationship. I guess I got to assume he knows he's not playing third when Chapman's healthy. So
interesting.
That stuff remains to be seen. But at this point, Posey doesn't seem overly concerned with that part about it. It's about getting another bat in that lineup, and whether he plays first base or DHs, he's going to be hitting in that lineup.
Yeah, I would hope he's in there tomorrow, Stani, for sure. I'm hoping.
This is Carl Ravitch comparing the trade to one in the NBA.
Maybe Luka Doncic, at least most recently, is like the most impactful kind of deal in the middle that immediately said, well, can they win an NBA championship now? Is it going to happen? And obviously, it didn't happen in Los Angeles, but the way the Giants are playing, it certainly changes their forecast in the immediate future, doesn't it?
All I heard the entire year was the Giants, by June 15th, they should be a fourth-place team. They're one game out of first place, and now they acquire Rafael Devers to make their offense even that much better.
Wow.
Carl Ravitch and it sounded like Ron Darling. No?
Eduardo Perez.
I mean, they hit it on the nest. What I've been saying this morning, like that, I get it. That's how I feel. And if you tell me, Sonny, how much action do they got? Are they a player now, a real one? I'm all in.
And Carl Ravitch comparing the trade to, you know, the Luka Doncic trade. They lost in the first round of the playoffs. So
let's hope Dallas got AD back. Boston didn't get AD back.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe Kyle Harrison's turns into a big boy. Who knows?
He's got to get called up, though.
I'm sure he will at some point. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants acquire Rafael Devers from the Red Sox. They give up Kyle Harrison. They give up Jordan Hicks. And I got to believe the hope is he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. And the Giants play the Cleveland Guardians. And they start play today, two games behind the L.A. Dodgers. But the Dodgers winning 2 of 3, probably a little of the sting has been taken away from that because the Giants just got Rafael Devers.
And if I heard you correctly, Stoney, it's kind of funny. So you said they lost three of four.
They've lost three of four back to the Rockies last game, and they've lost two of three against the Dodgers. We got a lot of good sound here. This is Clayton Kershaw. He was asked about the trade yesterday because it obviously broke right before first pitch yesterday. Clayton Kershaw, hey, one of your rivals just got the guy who used to play third base for the Red Sox.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good for Buster, man. He's going for it. I consider Rafi one probably top 10 hitters in the game at worst. So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So even if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so he's a good one.
So that was the in-game interview with Clayton Kershaw. And he didn't sound worried, but he sounded like he thought the Giants got better.
Oh, my gosh. And what about the praise? He said top 10 hitter at worst. Like, I'm feeling that. So you just added that to your repertoire. Stoney, I do wish I knew what it was like to play any, pro sport. But I do wonder what it's like getting ready for that game like the Giants were as a whole and news like that breaks. Wow, how hard is it to concentrate? And then the started pitcher gets yanked,
Yeah, I'll bet you this trade in a crazy kind of way wasn't as emotional as when they DFA'd Lamont Wade. Because Wade had been around for a while. Harrison and Hicks, not quite as much. But I got to believe that this clubhouse is feeling pretty good about Devers being acquired. And one guy who knows him well is Willie Adames. And this is Willie Adames talking about what he knows about Rafael Devers.
Everybody's so excited, man. Me personally, I'm like thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitter in the game. And to have him in the team, I think it's going to help us, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now, when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's gonna be exciting.
All right, that's Willie Adames, the Giants shortstop, talking about Rafael Devers, the biggest. If I said to Giants fans, the biggest Giants acquisition since, how would you answer that?
Barry Bonds.
Bigger than me. Well, I wonder if is he a better player? And I know he's 6 years younger than when Beltran came here. I'm just talking about the name. Obviously, if Devers plays two or three years here in San Francisco, it's going to go down as a bigger move than the Beltran move because Beltran didn't stick here longer.
What if I told you to answer that question? Nobody's Barry, but he could have that impact on this lineup.
A Barry Bonds impact?
Yeah. Because he's already your best hitter.
He's a great hitter. Don't get me wrong.
But you got a problem with me saying he's your best hitter?
Who?
Devers.
No, I just the Bonds thing.
Oh, no. Right. I'm giving it to Barry.
Right. But when you say, could he have the impact of Barry Bonds?
Well, that's what you kind of hope, right? And him just being himself with his numbers, that's it. That's how it works. And then the domino effect that I keep talking about, like pitches other guys are going to get before and after him now that he's in the lineup. So I know you asked me and I was like, Bonds like? Hell yes, Donnie. This dude's a bad dude. And Clayton Kershaw, one of the greatest pitchers to ever do it, said top 10 at worst. Like, that's a hell of a compliment. Even if you had him at 10 and I don't.
415 saying best acquisition since Pence. Hunter Pence. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I guess, you got to look back at the Pence move as a tremendous one because he became a fixture in two championship teams for the San Francisco Giants. So this is a big day for the Giants. And yeah, Bonds is, that's a big boy. He might be the best player in baseball.
And I said I would take Bonds. I'm talking about impact. I don't understand what you don't get. The guy.
Well, he's not going to have the impact of Barry Bonds.
Why would
Bonds.
You ask the question?
I didn't ask
you. You did ask the question.
No,
you brought up Bonds. Silly.
No. But he won't
you
have that impact,
Bonds.
Will he? I don't
You're
think
playing
he'll have
with
that.
Words, making me sound like I'm saying something I didn't say. I don't get it.
No, I just
now
don't
you're stuck on it. He can have a Bonds-like impact.
Yeah,
he's not Barry
Bonds. I think that's strong. That's just me.
Well, no, all I was saying is he's the best hitter, and you agreed on this Giant team now.
This is Jeff Passan on the overall message of the Devers trade to Giants fans. What is your signal?
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Jeff Passan from ESPN talking about all the machinations of the trade. The Giants have acquired Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox for Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks, a couple other minor leaguers. And ideally, he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Where he'll play, we'll find out. But the San Francisco Giants, they have acquired their best hitter since whom? I'm hearing Pence. I'm hearing Carlos Beltran. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, how excited are you about this trade? And coming up at noon today, Rob Bradford, he writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI. He's also the co-host of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's going to join us at noon. That segment was also sponsored by Safeway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.